Minneapolis, Minnesota, Emmanuel Carmo, true freshman linebacker for the Golden Gophers here joining us. And before we get into a lot of specifics, generally, just tell me how much fun you're having being an impact player already this early in your career.
So I'm having a lot of fun so far. I mean, my plan was to come in, play early, and that just dream come true right now.
What, when you got here in the summertime and you started to see how things were kind of unfolding, what was a confidence booster for you? Was there a point at which you said, yes, I can play here?
I got here in the spring, but probably my first play once I got into it with an old lineman, and I was always like scared of how big they were, but it's really just all hype.
And then from there it was
I knew I could play with the big boys after that.
Well, take me through getting into play and getting into action, and I know you're in parts of some important sub packages on key third downs and different things. So, how much responsibility do you like to take onto yourself to know that you play a big role here?
I mean, I love the pressure. Like, I told Coach that, like, first thing I told him when I came in, like, I'm not a freshman, like, a football player. Like, I came here to play football. Like, put me anywhere, and I'm going to just keep running it.
And you have some versatility, too, right? You have some coverage skills. You can tackle. You can do a few things. So how have you liked how Danny Collins has kind of mixed in your skill set with some of these packages?
I love it, to be honest. Like, I really appreciate him for, you know, putting me in those positions, because I know, like, I can do it, and he knows that I can do it, too.
Take me through the recruiting process for you. You were the number one ranked high school football player in the state of Minnesota. I know you had certainly lots of options on where you could go. What ultimately led to staying home and playing for the Golden Gophers?
Really just the culture. Like, the first thing I told them, like, I want culture. And they really – they had that. And I really wanted to keep my family connected, you know. Back then, me and my family were like really connected and separated throughout the years, and I really wanted to bring them back together, and Minnesota is helping with that.
Very good. And then as you have had some impact plays, you had a sack earlier this year. You jumped on that loose football late in the win last Saturday. Walk me through that last play, because you know it's a chaotic deal and you got to eventually figure out how to stop it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it just came right to me. So I jumped on the ball, wasn't scared at all, just – doing my part.
Man, everyone piles on you. Did you at that point the adrenaline kick in so you felt no pain?
Yeah, no pain at all. No pain at all. I didn't feel nothing. I was just worried about keeping that ball. Nobody touching that ball.
How about the sack? Talk me through the sack from a few weeks ago.
The sack? That was a dream come true. Like my celebration after, you know, I gave my glory to God, and it was something I was really like looking forward to. Like before that, I was telling my teammates like, I'm gonna get home before you watch. I'm gonna get home before you. I'm yelling that the whole time, and I got home.
With you now, because you have started as an impact player so early in your career, how do you envision and what are your goals? And maybe you don't want to share them, but share what you're comfortable sharing in terms of being a college football player, not just this season, but down the road as well.
My ultimate dream is, you know, everybody wants to go to the NFL, but I want to, like, be the best freshman linebacker and just keep getting better over the years. Like, I want to be the best linebacker out of the University of Minnesota.
How have the older linebackers helped you here in guiding the way as well, a Devin Williams, a Maverick Baranowski, and some others?
Yeah, they help me a lot, especially like Devin Williams. Like, I see him like as a light skinned me. Like, we're like very finesse players. Like, we like play exactly the same, and I like that about him. So yeah.
How good now can this team be? It's how fast the season's gone already. At least in my mind, it's already six games in. We're at the halfway point. How good can this team be from here to the end with these final six games?
We just keep getting better and better. Like, what separates us is how hard we play, and we're just going to keep playing hard.
And what about Nebraska? What do you see from them offensively?
They're a good team. We're not overlooking them. Like I said, we're going to play hard.
Very good. Always great to chat with you. Welcome to radio. You did a great job. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Emmanuel Carmo, Minneapolis, Minnesota.